comes from God. The power and the glory that lie in you come from God. The power and glory that lie in you from God are for all. Like you, who perceive themselves as little, and believe that littleness can be blown up into a sense of magnitude that can content them. So the Course says that infinitely powerful beings are perceiving themselves as little human beings who are now trying to blow up that sense of littleness into a sense of magnitude. I'm a little human being and I will have fame. I'm a little human being and I will have fortune. I'm a little human being and I will have lots of special relationships. I'm a little human being and I will have lots of, you know what I'm saying? It's like I reduced myself from an infinite being into a human being who is trying to inflate himself through what he does and what he has, what he owns. Does that sound familiar?
Oh yeah.
Right. And he says, guess what? He says, neither give littleness nor accept it. All honor is due you, because you are the host of God. You are where God lives. You are where love lives. So you are so great that the only thing that you deserve is honor. Your littleness deceives you. Your ego deceives you. Your fear deceives you. Your guilt deceives you. Your lack deceives you. These are all synonyms for littleness. But your magnitude is of God, who dwells in you and in whom you dwell. So my greatness is of the love that lives in me, and my greatness comes from the love I live in. So that's the same as saying your greatness comes from the freedom that lives in you, and your greatness comes from the freedom that you live in. Your greatness comes from the freedom that you live in, and your greatness comes from the freedom that lives in you. So touch no one then with littleness in the name of Christ. Now what's that? Christ. Christ. The Course says Christ is nothing but the love that is an extension of the love of God. The Christ is nothing but your real self. It's your real unlimited self. So the Christ is not the classic traditional biblical definition of Christ. It is nothing but your real self. And your real self is not little. Now, the part of me that doesn't believe this, that's how you know that there's you and who you think you are, because the part of us that doesn't believe it, we just love to fall out on the floor right now, because it's not hearing anything it believes about itself, nor is it hearing anything it thinks it deserves about itself. Some of you might be aware of that part of you right now. Mm-hmm. But let me tell you something. That's not who I'm teaching. That's not who I'm even interested in. Because that part of you will never think anything different. I'm talking to the part of you that brought you to the class. I'm not talking to the part of you that's sitting in the chair that doesn't believe it. I don't even see that part of you. Or when being important and even teaching the class. Nor would I oppose that part of you, nor would I judge that part of you. Because the people that are on the verge of heaven are the ones who reach their limit. That's who I'm talking about. The part of you that's, I'm talking to the part of you that's reached your limit. And I believe there's a part of you that's reached your limit. Any thoughts about that paragraph? Okay, well that's it for today.
Oh.
It's 5 minutes to one.
No.
Yeah.
It's 5 minutes. It's which is funny because I started about 12:05. It really was about 5 minutes late.
I was thinking Mary Williams, and the one message I always got from her was not to be afraid of how small you are, but most people are afraid of how great you are. How
right.
Wonderful.
Right. And that's exactly what this section is saying. Yeah.
Yes. What I get.
Yeah, exactly. Because that's exactly that is the point that it's making. Is that it's our magnitude that we're afraid of. People aren't afraid to be little. They're not afraid to be little. Little is no problem. But when someone says you are infinitely powerful, totally innocent, completely free being, then that's the part I go unconscious on. Mm-hmm. But I can sit up here and talk about my issues all night long. We can sit up here and talk about our issues, and it would be amazing how alert everybody would be. Mm-hmm. Issues just wake everybody up. You know, because that's our littleness. And the ego loves to talk about our littleness. Yeah. But when you talk about greatness, that's the strain. And that's why I'm so proud of us, because we keep wanting to go past our resistance to our magnitude, while admitting there is resistance to our magnitude. So even though my ego may want to resist, I still continue to study. Even though my ego may want to resist, I still come to a class. Even though my ego might want to resist, I still do my workbook lesson. So it's not about your ego not resisting. It's about you having reached your limit in littleness to the point that you're saying, I will not allow myself to be stopped and stay in this same little existence that doesn't satisfy me that I've always lived in. That I got to grab hold of my own consciousness and give myself what I deserve. That's what I'm excited about. So be gentle with yourself as your resistance comes up, because it's a sign that you're really going for it. It's a sign that you're on your edge. And we need to get on our edge. Mm-hmm.
Throughout the book, it talks about my friend or your friend. Is
right.
That the Holy Spirit?
That's the Holy Spirit. That's the Holy Spirit. And that's also the Jesus. I call it the Jesus of the Course.
Like in Rules and Decisions, it says you and your friend will decide.
Yes. Your friend is you. Your friend is the part of you that loves you.
The part of my mind.
Mm-hmm.
So I talk to that part.
There
of
you
my
go.
Mind.
Yeah. That's your friend. That's your real friend. Yeah, your real friend is the part of Sean that loves Sean. That's your real friend.
So that's the guy I have to make friends with. That's somebody out there in the world.
Oh, yeah, that's your only friend.
Yeah.
Is the one that's within you that loves you. That is your only friend. And then what I love is the Course says the Holy Spirit, which is the same Holy Spirit, it says the Holy Spirit will take the form of whatever it is you think you need. That was like a line that I emblazed in my mind. And so I took it literally. And he says it in the workbook lesson. God is the air you breathe, the food you eat, the water you drink, the house you live in. So it's saying you can have a world that God literally takes the form of all your needs, including the form of a person, including the form of a job, including the form of water. So I like to see it, thinking that I'm a separate being, that's comforting to me. Because I think I need those things at this level of consciousness. So for me to get that my spiritual self will take the form of whatever it is I think I need as long as I think I need it, that's good news. But the ego will do the same thing. The ego will take the form of everything that you don't need. You know, it'll take the form of something that frightens you. It'll take the form of something that makes you angry. It'll take the form of something that makes you sick. See, your fear will also take a form, but your spirit will also take a form. And so the Course is trying to help us make that choice to let love take its form. So you'll look just like anybody else. You'll still be driving a car. You'll still be eating food. You'll still be doing everything. But the difference is the content of all of that in your life will be loving. Those people will be loving. You know what I'm saying? It's like it's great to know that spirit will take the form. But it can't take the form until I choose for my magnitude and my greatness.
Earl has been for years and years my form of the Holy Spirit.
And so have you.
And that's why I'm calling the Holy Spirit, because he has literally been that form. So consistently and so truthfully, so reliably.
But see, you know, that's a perfect example, though. But that's you. See, that's exactly how you've been the 13 years that I've known you. I mean, every single thing you just said.
No, no.
That's the truth, Bonnie.
No, it's, I'm just kidding.
No, I don't take it. But that is, take it. But that is exactly the way you've been. You have been 100% loving and supported on every level.
Consistently.
Financially, emotionally, spiritually. For 13 years. It's been amazing. But it's a perfect example of what the book is saying.
Yes.
And so then you saw it in me.
Absolutely.
Literally because it's in you. Like in my class, I'm a pastor, love offer. I thank you for sharing with me and my full-time ministry with the course. I appreciate that. I really do. I tell you. That is why in Memphis we used to call everybody in the class used to call each other Holy Spirit. That was literally how we addressed each other. Holy Spirit, blah 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 blah. Because we knew that unless we started to bring it down to the level of the body, it was never going to become